God bless you, my children.
God bless you, my children.
What a lovely lesson you have written from this holy book, Ezekiel Valley. A lesson teaching a man and a woman the dangers of a great, the dangers of a doubt, the dangers of a misbelief, the danger of denying your God, that which is His. And I wanted to tell you now, you are composing a book. You are writing chosen words. They are words chosen by those administering angels of God according to His will. Nothing which has been said, nothing which you have inscribed, nothing you will describe comes from any other source but from God. And you must look in your hearts with the truth and the honesty and without fear and without conviction, no doubt. For to do otherwise, to do these things, is to deny God that which is His. So you see, there must be love among you. There must be conviction. There must be truth and understanding. There must be dedication. One towards the other. Did Christ choose 12 disciples which would not work one with the other? He chose the 12 true hearts who received one another as the brothers. And in spite of the differences, they loved one another. And they would not quarrel among themselves. They would talk in peace because they knew they were fulfilling the word of God. And where there is doubt and misgiving, where there is disagreement and unspoiled thoughts, then there cannot be the true essence of that which you seek to fulfill. Don't be worried of how long this will take. It will take a long, long time, because it must be done to perfection. And if it is not done to perfection, then Marcello will destroy it. That will take away all opportunities that will permit you to fulfill this. Because we cannot defile that which is God's. So let us meet one another in love and in grace and in truth and in peace and in love. For truly you are disciples. You are disciples of His grace and truth. No more, no less than those of the disciples of Christ. For they also followed the truth. They also sought to fulfill it themselves. And to write the book you have just written from, Sister Valerie. It was by their hand these words have come to you. And in many times to come. Your words will come through your hand into the hearts and minds of many of those children who will seek. I am not in a hurry. God is not in a hurry. We will walk slowly and gently, and we will feel the truth and the love of the work you are doing. And you will feel these things also, and many will be the changes which will come upon you. For these the words will enter into your understanding and your conscious awareness, and surely you will grow. Take your time. Walk step by step. Know and understand every facet of what you are going to scribe. Feel it in your heart. Allow it to become your way of life. And in so doing, it will become your peace. It will become a fulfillment, just as the Holy Scriptures of the New Testament were a fulfillment to those who followed Christ. Please don't misunderstand myself. I am not claiming to be a Christed one. I have many eons of time and learning to go before I can even begin to lighten my aura enough to stand at his side. But like you, I will strive. And we will strive together. But I will only strive with you in love and peace. And so long as this same love and peace and understanding and agreement and the ability to agree and to see each other's point of view in harmony and peace, I will only work with you thus. Please, consider those things that you have written, and consider the things that you have just read. Sister Valerie, all of you, take them into your hearts. For though you may think and feel that no one else knows, no one else understands, I can assure you this is not so. For there is a whole heavenly host working here, providing those things which you will describe, feeding this to Marcello so I may pass it on to you. And they know what is in your hearts. And they know what is in your thoughts. They know the depth of your understanding. This is why they teach accordingly. And above all, the Father knows also. And he is the judge of all mankind. You have a great task lying before you now. And many opportunities are going to be put in your path. I want you to look at them and look at them well. I want you to search your understandings. Remember the teachings that you have been given. I want you to beware of false prophets. I want you to beware of the wolves in the sheep's clothing. And there are many. And many will come and say to you, I can do this for you, I can do this, and I will sort all these things out for you. There are many things I can assist you in. But unless they know God, and you follow his law and his commandment, unless they see and understand those teachings we have given, and receive them into their hearts, and become as you are, disciples of this chosen task. If they are as you are, prepared to give you all, then receive them. But receive them with caution. Give them time. Give them grace. Allow them to make a choice. But you know, a wolf in a sheep's clothing will not graze in a meadow for long. Sooner he will want his meat. Sooner he will show himself for what he is. And it is for these signs that you must watch. You must act with care and caution, and listen to your understanding, listen to your hearts. Is it not taught in your holy book? And many will come and say, O Lord, I have prayed, and I have done this, and I have given of myself, and the Lord will turn and say to him, I know you not, because he knows and understands that this was a false prophet. And many will stand before you, and they will speak many beautiful chosen words. For this is the only way they can open the door to your heart and enter in. But you will find their chosen words and the beautiful sayings are few. And soon you will find they are repeating themselves over and over again. And this is the sign that you must seek and watch for. For this is the sign of a false prophet. For a true prophet speaks from his heart. And his heart is his source of God. And it is from his heart that God will speak through him and teach accordingly. God will never repeat himself, neither will a true prophet. Show me in your holy book where any one of these prophets has repeated himself. I wanted to talk with you in solemnness about these things, because we love you, and we know and understand the sincerity of your desires to fulfill this task which has been put before you. And so it is our wish to show you these signs and lay before you these warnings and those things for which to look in the heart of a man. Know them. Know thine adversary. Agree with him if you wish, but don't be fooled by him. Is one thing to agree, is it quite enough to accept him into your midst? Agree with him, send him on his way, for he has nothing more to give than those things he will repeat over and over again. He is a servant of his ego. Remember these things. Who of you will now wish to talk with myself?
I feel the warnings very, very strong. A couple of weeks ago, when I went to see this person, I didn't mentally send up a prayer that you'd come and let the situation, as it were.
Don't check this.
I feel your warnings tonight are directed exactly in that quarter.
Bella mia Valerie. My warnings are directed in no one direction at all. They are directed at the hearts of each and every one of you, because each and every one of you will be approached in one way or another. It is so that you have perhaps been the first to be approached, and the Brother Christopher has been approached, and the instrument has been approached.
And none of the approaches we've had today are the right ones, are they?
I have not said this, my child. I have said, look into them with caution, and I have given you examples of the signs for which to seek. Is this making you happy now?
So you haven't put a question mark exactly over any. It's up to us to search deep and come to agreement.
How many times have we told you? Be a truth unto yourself. Be your own truth. Seek your own truth within you. Sometimes, Sister Valerie, we have to tear ourselves inside out to show us this truth. And many times what we see we don't like. But we must accept. You can only accept that which God puts before you. is like when you will at Christmas time crack open a nut, because you like this nut. And it has a great big fat shell, and it's looking very beautiful and very tasty. And you crack open this nut, this shell, and inside the kernel is moldy. Do you understand what I am saying to you, my child?
Yeah.
And when you find this moldy, you look at it in disgust and not going to get any more of them. Is this not so? So, when you find one such as this, you will put him to one side and say, or her, and say, I will not fall for that one again. I am talking to you now in very, very material terms. Is this to make you happy now, Sister Valerie?
Yes, thank you.
Who else will now talk with Marcella? I would like you all at some stage to tell Marcello what is in your heart, even if it seems very simple. I want to know, and I know there is something in the heart of each one of you. This is why I am asking. So will you be the brave one, the Christian?
God bless you, Marcello. No, I'm just trying to be very mindful of what you've taught us. Not succeeding all the time, but still trying.
Because you will not succeed all the time. This is what we call learning. This is what we call evolvement. You are evolving, Brother Christopher, into another way of understanding. And I know sometimes it is a great struggle for you, because we know the pathway you have walked. And we know the pathway you seek, and we will take your hand in leading you along this pathway. You will make your mistakes. I hope you do. I will help you make them, but only to teach you the lesson which will evolve from it. I am going to be very, very close with you, Brother Christopher, when you pray. When you sit in the silence, is a good and perfect time for you to find your peace. But I will talk with you sometimes when you are at your desk, raising Cain and Abel over all sorts of things. I will hush and talk in your heart. And you will know me, Brother Christopher. Listen for me. I am there. And I will always be at your side. It is my God.
Yes, thank you very much, Marcello.
The lesson of this is quite simple. And I am asked to give you this lesson by one who loves you and whom you have never met. And the lesson comes from a British Anne. And as you wish it to enhance into your thoughts these simple words, which you have heard many, many times. Be still and know that God is within you. Will you remember this, my son? And what of this is the Jacqueline? Remember, I did not call you Sister Francisca. I have not forgotten. I will call you which makes you happiest. And the Brother Gastus is not within hearing of Marcello. You wish to talk with Marcello.
That's nice to hear from you. I've been feeling a special reaction from Christmas and New Year. Feeling a bit tired, and we do make a nice peacefulness in my mind. It's done me good listening to you this evening.
Thank you.
Very much need, I think.
And what fears or thoughts do you have in your heart concerning these writings?
I think it will all get together in the end. I don't have any fears about it. It'd be nice to get it all together, which I'm sure it will.
Ben, you're done, then.
With your help, and with us all buckling down.
Un fare è tutto, sì.
I will endeavour to try and take as much as I can.
Sì.
Get the tapes sorted. Sì. And perhaps get them transcribed. I've been a bit lax, really. I could have done that.
You can only do what your body will allow you to do and what your circumstances will allow you to do. We have had this beautiful Holy Mass, this Christ Mass, and this has taken many, many preparations, and this has taken, although I don't know why, so much strength and energy from all of you children here on this earth plane. And now is the time for recuperation. But remember, in the future, Christmas is to come. If you will accept this moment in the same way as you would accept one of your own newborn children into your family, and with the same joy and the same love, then Christmas will be one big joy, and there will be no strain, just a moment of happiness and a thanksgiving and of peace and love, knowing that at last the Spirit of Christ has touched this earth again. You understand this, Sister Jacqueline?
Yes, I do.
Vento mia pa.
I'm here, so I'm
going
to keep it simple.
His birth was very simple. Why do people strain and struggle over this? Just to show a bit of love to one another. All you have to do is embrace one another with your oars and consider yourselves blessed in his name. Is this to make you happy now, Sister Francisca? And which of Wendy? Sister Wendy, what is in your heart that you would wish to talk with Marcello of?
Allows me a little time before I need to get very deeply involved, because it's just not going to be possible for a while. There is so much to do.
We will open the doors at the correct time. Sister Wendy. And all will be as it should be, according to the will of God. It is to make you happy.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know you're taking very good care of all of us.
Mentioning.
The right job.
Do your work and do it well. Do it with all your heart. And you will feel so much fulfillment, so much strength to do all those other things which are going to become upon you. It is to make you happy. And what of Sister Maria?
Family.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I could feel your presence here again.
It's a privilege to feel yours once more. Which do you wish to say for myself?
Well, nothing can say, not really, Marcella. I need to ask if John seemed to be our guiding light in the past. Will he return to us?
Jonathan will return in God's good time, but he must fulfill his obligations to his Lord, and he must perform unto the Lord his oaths, and he must fulfill the tasks he has been given. before he is released from his priesthood. It is to make you content. He will only be released from a material priesthood. But we see him already as a vicar of Christ, a vicar of his church within his heart. He is truly a son of God, a child of God, a servant of God. And I know, as I sat listening with you making your talking, that I heard the word squalor coming from instrument. Truly, he lives according to his conscience. And for this he is to be blessed. For Brother John is such that he has no need of earthly goods, and he has no desire for them. He simply asks a bench from which to eat, a vessel from which to drink, a cot upon which to lie, and a bundle upon which to lay his head, and the privilege to serve his God. Though his possessions are few, his blessings are many, and he is truly a chosen child, and a servant of his peace. And when his day has come to cease his preaching in his temple, Brother Augustus Emmanuel will speak many times in his heart, and he will lead him along his pathway, and he will shine his light before God for him. For Brother John is too humble to do this. And the Brother Augustus Emmanuel will name him before God. And God will say to him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. For thou hast given of yourself, and cared not for your possessions, nor of your needs, knowing that the Father has knowledge of those things that he has in need of, and he will provide him with blessing and with love. If you could have seen the little tiny cell within which Brother Augustus Emmanuel would lay his head, upon an old rumbled-up bundle of a cloth, on a flagstone floor, and give blessings to his father for providing him with such great things. And he would bless him from his heart, for truly he meant every word. And so it is with Brother John. He asks nothing of this world, only that he can serve it in love and in peace, and in and through the name of God his Father, and Jesus Christ his brother and his friend. Is this to make you happy? Can you understand now why it is not completely necessary for Brother John to be here with you all this time? For he knows, as we know, sometimes we can lead you by the hand, and other times we cannot, because there is a valid lesson you must learn and teach yourself in your own company. This is why Brother John is not among you as often as you will like. And I know, instrument sometimes gets very vexed within his heart over this, and claims within himself that Brother John is deserting them, and he's not doing who is fulfilled or his allotted task. But I tell you this, Brother John need only close his eyes and they talk for a moment with his Father, and that you will have all the love and guidance and the power and the energy that you will require to fulfill that which you must learn within your meetings. He is a great source of energy for all of you, and that you must feel privileged to know such a child of God as the Brother John, for truly he is a servant of the Father, and a long distant brow to Gustus Emmanuel. You understand what I have been saying to you? And she remembers these things. When you look at John and he smiles, think again. Are you laughing at John? If you are, then you are laughing at what God has ordained him to be. Who of you has this privilege? This is not a privilege that even we here in the spirit lands would wish to touch. But to have a Brother John smile at us would indeed be a blessing to behold, and one which Marcello and the Brother Gustus Emmanuel and the Silver Waters and the Kim Susan and the Maduro would humbly bow and receive in grace. You have among you, in the Brother John, a prophet, a disciple of God, born again to fulfill his task here on earth. And this is all I can relate for you, but know it to be true. For I know that God is listening to my every word, and I dare not say one word untrue. Remember these things. Keep them in your heart. Do not question Brother John, but follow him. Be led by him, be guided by him, and consider it sometimes a privilege to be scolded by him, if it is necessary for him to do so. For he would do this only because he loves you. To be loved by him is a joy. Is this to make you content now? You understand what I have said to all of you, and there is nothing troubling your heart, Sister Maria. I don't wish you would wish to speak with Marcello.
There is one small thing.
Ben.
Isn't conditions that we create that make it difficult for Gustus to come? Or is he always engaged?
Non stare. Sister Maria, Brother Gustus Emmanuel, must also perform unto the Lord his oaths. And at this moment of time, he is elated. He is ecstatic with joy, because he has seen again the teaching of the Holy Book come true and unfold before man's eyes, and man has not seen it, nor yet understood it. Even your high priest, having missed this beautiful lesson which God has unfolded to man right across the earthly plain. How many times did Moses go to the Pharaoh and he said to him, "Set my people free"? And how many times did the Pharaoh say, "Yes, I will set them free," and try to deceive him, only to find he was destroyed himself? Brother Gustus Emmanuel and those of his brethren have prayed constantly and are at this moment praying, prostrate before God, for the love of mankind to become manifest across this earth and to become restored in the hearts of many who were suppressed and oppressed. And you have seen it. One nation after another, not just the one city, the one town, but nation upon nation have been freed, simply through the love and the praise of those of the brothers with whom Gustis Emmanuel serves. God has heard their voice. He is answering their prayers. And here you see a lesson from Exodus come to fruition. When Samson slayed a lion with the jawbone of an ass, he went back to it some days later to look upon the carcass. And he found that bees had nested in its mouth. And he said in his heart, so it is said by the law of the prophets, from out of a lion's mouth there shall come forth sweetness, and out of the jaws of these those who governed and ruled so many children across this world of yours, and oppressed them. Many lives were taken. Many came to the Father, for he had need of them, and they had need of him. But many there are now who will live in love and peace and freedom and in joy and in God. The house of God is being raised up again, where once it was destroyed, where once this beast of cruelty ruled and domained over many innocent people. Now he's gone, and will withdraw even more, for there will become even more of his children, freed from those who oppressed him. And did I not tell you, a long time ago, the hand of God is moving across this earth of yours. And you will see in your lifetimes many changes that will come. And there will be a new vision in the hearts and minds of men. And the church will rise up. And the love of God will become manifest more and more in the hearts of men. You have lived to see a prophecy of your holy book come true. For truly, out of these lions' mouths there has come forth sweetness. And now those who will rule these nations will be chosen children who will rule them in peace and love. It will take a long time to bring order into the lives of these children again. But come it will. And I promise you, it will sweep the earth. Many there will be who will perish, as you say. But many there will be who will rise up and come to the Father, so that they also can join these heavenly bands who have experienced these operations and know of the sufferings of the children below, and love them, and pray for them, and serve them accordingly. They will become a part of the Father's band of angels. So you see, you are looking at the results of the prayers of such as Brother Gustis Emmanuel, who has spent more than your lifetime praying for peace, praying for the brotherhood of man, praying for a perfect world, for man to live and grow. You have seen the dawning of this age come upon you. You will not see its fulfillment, but certainly your children and their children's children will. This is the power of prayer. This is the love of Brother Gustis Emmanuel. Is this a make you contain this, Sister Maria? Bend the image. So, the time has come when I must leave you to your prayers, leave you to your labors. leave you to love and work you one with another, in truth, in peace, in understanding. Fulfill your task for that which you perform now, and that which you will ascribe, and that which you will produce, is of God, the Father Almighty. It is His work which is in your hands. Consider these things, and go in peace and love and harmony and joy. Embrace one another when you meet. Embrace one another when you leave. Embrace one another when you sleep. And all will be according to His will. And I want you to know also that any one of you, if you are in need, call me and I will be there. I am at your side and will be constantly at your call. This is to make you content. But remember also, if I am going to be at your side, and if I am going to be there at your call, I will also know what is in your heart. I will also hear the words that you say. And I will also strive to keep your pathway straight and unfouled by those wolves in sheep's clothing and the false prophets. Take this with all the love Marcello can give. I will leave you now to embark on your chosen tasks. Go in peace, go in love, go in grace, and go in forgiveness and understanding. God bless you. We will talk now with the Father. E ubi pari, thou art our God, thou art our peace, thou art our strength, and thou art our resolve in life. For we strive in our hearts, whatever level of awareness we are upon, to keep your holy word, and to fulfill our tasks according to your will. Forgive us, Father, sometimes when we fall, sometimes when we misunderstand, sometimes when we fail. And grant unto us, O Lord, the true understanding, that always you are at our side. For you are the power and the life and the essence of our being. You are the essence of our spirit. You are the essence of our tasks in life. Therefore, O Father, allow us the grace to come forward and serve. Bless these your children. Touch the heart of each and every one of them. Uplift them and uphold them. Keep them ever in your peace. Fill them, O Lord, forever with your grace. Open their eyes, O God, that they may see those things which may betray them or deceive them. And grant, O Lord, that these writings we have made shall be in accordance with thy will and within your holy laws, and shall trouble the heart of no man, but uplift him and enlighten him and strengthen him in your name. May the love of the Father and of the Holy Spirit rest and remain and dwell in your hearts, strengthening you and upholding you and enlightening and enriching you to the glory of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in grace. God bless you. And God bless you.